Okay, so tonight's discussion had been submitted by a Rebbe in St. Louis, 8th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Avi Kula. He and his 8th grade class have been following the Shirim, so they submitted tonight's question, which is going to follow up to Azriel Ganz's question tomorrow night, also related to Amazon packages. But let's focus right now on, in general, when a package comes to your house on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, can a person handle them? Can a person open them up? Can you use what's inside of them? So this, of course, is a very relevant Shiloh. So there really are five different factors that need to be discussed. We only have 10 minutes, so we can't get in depth in any one of them, but we can at least have an overview of the topic. So the five topics are, number one is ordering, having an order to be delivered on Shabbos, that's one. Number two is muksa, is the package is muksa, relates also to the third question of tchum, coming outside the tchum. The fourth issue is taking it from the delivery man, accepting it, versus having it put it down on the in the house or outside. And the fifth one is actually opening it up. So let's talk about each one in particular. Now, with regards to delivery and shipping, so this is a very challenging question just because it's always changing. So what a person can't do is, you know, they don't have a, you know, one-day delivery anymore. Amazon Prime had this whole thing where they got you to deliver, you know, in one day or 2 days, and now they no longer say delivery, it's like shipping in 2 days or 3 days, which means it's shipping, but it can still take another week to get to you. So once upon a time, and this might come to be true in the future, if you knew that the delivery was exact, and you calculated that it would dafka come on Shabbos, that would be a problem of you ordering something on Shabbos. If, however, you ordered it to come in a few days, and it could come on Shabbos, or maybe it won't come on Shabbos, that's not you ordering it dafka to come on Shabbos, then it will be permitted. To my understanding, now all the places, whether it's Corona or other circumstances, when you order something, you have no idea which day it's going to come. There's a range. And once there's a range, there really is no problem of delivery, and therefore that problem is neutralized. Second issue, is there going to be any question of muksa? So that really depends on what's inside the box. If you're ordering, you know, a computer, so that's muksa. If you're ordering food, clothing, shoes, that would not be considered muksa. So that's really, now if you don't know, if you know you order a couple of things, so then you have to just stay on the safe side and not touch it at all. But if you know for sure it's not muksa, there's no problem of handling the box. Now let's say it is muksa. Let's say it's muksa. So now, is there any way to move it inside your house? You're scared, you know, rioters are going to come and take them, or, you know, someone from the shul had a package delivered to him over Pesach. And he wasn't sure what it was inside. It was a client that sent it to him, and he just thought it was probably either some fancy wine or some fancy schnapps, which means it might be chametz, and he wasn't sure what to do. So since he didn't really care for it, he didn't order it, it was a nice present, it probably wasn't kosher anyways, he left it outside. But he said that the very next morning he saw it was taken, and on his video camera, some thugs came around at 4 o'clock in the morning just cleaning up all the porches of all the packages. So you want to make sure that it doesn't get stolen. Is there any way to move a package that you know is for sure muksa? Is there a way to move it? So this is a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. The Rosh says you're allowed to move something indirectly. Now, the kicking something in would be indirect. But the Chazon Ish understand that when indirect movement of muksa is only true if it's not clear what you're doing. You just kind of happen to brush into it or something, it's not noticeable. When you start kicking a box, it's clear that you're trying to move muksa even though it's indirect, which the Chazon Ish would be aser. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think that's true. Anything that's different, anything that's a shinoi would be allowed. So kicking it in, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, would be allowed. And that's all of its muksa. But if it's not muksa, so you can pick it up directly and bring it inside your house. But what about the tchum? Everyone asks, isn't it tchum? No, the Amazon or whatever that's coming from, Walmart, wherever you order from, it's coming from outside the city. It's most likely a violation of tchum. So the truth is, it's not a violation of tchum. And that's a very clear din in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vav Sif Tes, that if a person sent a gift, if a Yisrael sent a gift to his friend, and even if it was a non-Jew, but let's say you sent it to yourself, meaning you ordered it. So if you sent yourself a gift, if you will, ayidei eini Yehudi, through a goy, me'erv yantif, before yantif or Shabbos, the halacha doesn't change, nis'akev eini Yehudi, and he gets held back, and he ends up delivering it from outside the tchum, on yantif, or on Shabbos, it's mutter, says the mechaber, even to the person, Lemi Shehuva Bishvil Alachim, even to he who's the recipient, he's allowed to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, why is that allowed? Isn't Tchum Aser that says anything outside the Tchum is Aser? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's only Aser outside the Tchum if you know who the delivery man is. You know the goy who brings it to you, because if I accept it for, you know, this time I accept the object, next time I'll say, you know what? And I say to my friend, the neighbor, the non-Jew, could you actually bring it to me next time? And that will violate Amir L'Akum. So the issue of it bringing outside the Tchum is only when you know the delivery man. But when you don't know the delivery man, some random person, a guy in the UPS truck or whoever's driving the truck, you don't know him, there's no relationship. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hacha, Ein La'akum Ze Shum Shaychus Ve Kerish Li'Yisrael HaMakava. The delivery man has nothing to do with me. I don't know who he is. I might recognize him. He might be very cordial when he drops off. We have no relationship. And therefore, it's only Rak Shlichus of the Yisrael coming. He's only working for myself because I ordered it. In which case, Tchum would not be a concern here, and you can have a package if delivered from outside the Tchum. Now, the Ramah adds one caveat, he says. It's only true if you had in mind that it was coming on Shabbos or Yontif. He says in the Ramah, Dafka Shahaya Daitom Esma. But let's say you expected the delivery to come next week. You had no idea it was coming early. And then he says it would be usher because you didn't have it in mind. Lo yadav daito me'esmo. Meaning even if it was food or clothing, which is not muksa, if I didn't know about it coming on Shabbos, I didn't have any avamidos coming, then that would be a problem of muksa. So that covers the first few issues. Again, ordering really not an issue anymore. Muksa depends what's inside of it. Tchum has been neutralized as well unless you didn't expect it to come at all. What about accepting it from the delivery man? Now, I always feel bad when, you know, the mailman comes, I'm right out there standing on my porch, I just say, drop it, I won't take it from him. And what's that based on? So it's not very nice, it's a real lax derech eretz, but I think they're used to it here. Well, not the lack of derech eretz, but I think they're used to it in the five towns, maybe that too. They're used to, I think, just dropping the mail on the floor. But what's that based on? Just, you know, put it on the ground, I'll get it later. So this is based on the following. That those who learn Daf Yomi would appreciate this even more, that when it comes to the Malach of Hotzah, carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, there are two steps. There's an Akira, lifting it up, and there's a Hanacha, placing it in the recipient's hand. So to violate Hotzah on a Derais level, there needs to be an Akira and Hanacha. I need to do both. But let's say you and I, half and half. You do the Akira, I do the Hanacha. That's an Isser Midrabanim. So the understanding is, if I'm a Kabel, if I accept, if I receive the mail, the package, I'm doing the Hanacha. I'm taking the Hanacha in Rishus HaYachid, and that's going to be a violation of an Isser Midrabanim of Hotzah. So the Taz says, no, that whole Chumrah only applies when there's a real Rishus HaRabim in the Raisa. We don't have Rishus HaRabims anymore. Everything's a Karmelis at worst, and therefore the Taz said you can actually take the package or receive the delivery from the mailman. But even though the Taz is lenient, the Mishnah Berurah says the practice is not to be makabel, the package or mail from the goy. And the Shartin explains the reason why, because there are many Rishonim who do hold, there is still a din of Rishus HaRabim, even Bisman Hazeh. So that's a discussion. It's best practice not to take it. If the guy will get insulted, so there's certainly what to rely on in the fact that there are real no Rishus HaRabim. Certainly where we live, there's not really Rishus HaRabim, according to most Rishonim. But best practice is not to be makabel from the delivery man. And the final issue... Sorry?
Can you take mail out of the mailbox that they put into your mailbox?
Mail is a different topic we could discuss maybe tomorrow night or the night afterwards about the status of muksa by mail, but let's focus at least on the packages because mail might be muksa. But let's see mail outside for maybe another night this week, believe nether. But regarding packages, so right now, ordering is really not an issue unless you know it's dafka coming on Shabbos. If the items inside clothing, food is not muksa, tchum is not an issue. Don't accept it from the delivery man. Now, what about you moving to your house? You can move in your house. It's not muksa. It's food. It's clothing. Can you open up the package? And this gets into, again, a much larger conversation of how to open packages, you know, bags of food and cups and silver, you know, plasticware. So the basic rule is that you can open things that you need on Shabbos. People think it's only for food. Not true. If you need to get clothing, you need to get something else, you need to get plasticware, you can open packages up. But the number one rule is when you rip it up, it must be in a destructive way. And you also can't pull apart glue that's very tight. So just for example, just to, again, this is really touching the tip of the iceberg here. Let's say a potato chip bag. So ripping the glue in potato chip bags are not very strong. There's no violation of opening the glue there. It's meant to come off very easily. But the problem is when I open up the bag, I've created a container now to hold it. So you have to really tear the potato chip bag whereby it's no longer usable. And also, which is a hard task, avoid cutting any letters. It's very, very challenging. You have to be very, very savvy to do that. So too when it comes to opening up cardboard boxes. If it's taped together, undoing the tape would be a violation of Korea. But what a person can do is you could tear the box, the cardboard box apart in such a way where it's destructive, where it can no longer be usable. So this is all only the case if you need the items inside, it's food, it's clothing that you can and want to use on Shabbos. So yes, it's mutter to use a package, open a package of Amazon. All of that being said, I always tell people when they ask me this question, because it's very common, I say, I don't think it's best practice to do this anyways. There's certain things that are allowed, and we don't advise it anyways. So I'll give you two quick examples. Mikradin, a woman can wear tefillin. Crazy thing, right? They can. There's room to prove in halacha they can wear tefillin, and even though that might be the case, it's certainly very much frowned upon, and we say, one should not, the minhag is women don't wear tefillin. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya is that women could be a shochet, they can shecht. But the Ramah says practices, they don't shech. Not everything that's allowed is encouraged or promoted. So just because I establish here that this is all allowed to take a package in, open and use it, unless it's really a great need, I would very much discourage it, because it's very confusing for yourself. It's confusing for your children. It's like a regular weekday. You want there to be some level of differences. So I didn't discuss this with other poskim, but I feel very comfortable that a person should not take advantage of this unless they really need, whether it's, you know, food for Shabbos or clothing that they really need for Yontif. Other than that, a person, I think, Lenias Daiti, should avoid having to open up packages. Okay, well, I'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night we'll continue this Amazon discussion about the person receives a double of the item. They only ordered one, but two of them came, or whatever the circumstances are, if there's a need to return it, and perhaps, as Israel pointed out to me, now might be a little bit added reason not to return things, to have to go to the post office and, you know, go out there with COVID, and plus the added scariness of the protests and riots. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.
Another quick question.
Yeah.